Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Now that we've established whether it's prouder or more proud than a peacock in last week's episode, I want to keep talking about birds. Why? Because calling a North American turkey a turkey is up there with the earliest of fake news. It's the week of Thanksgiving in the United States, and this is the time of year. One question is asked time and time again. Why on earth do we call a turkey a turkey? There is so much confusion in this name. It does actually connect with the country Turkey. Now, are turkeys from Turkey? Not at all, but here is the origin story that goes along with that game fowl on your Thanksgiving table. It begins with a different bird, a guinea fowl that was historically imported, most likely from Madagascar or Ethiopia, via Turkey to Europe. But when the North American bird was first brought to Europe in the 1500s, many assumed it was related to this guinea fowl that arrived via Turkey. So it became known as a turkey. Others, far more savvy, or at least assuming themselves to be, knew that this was a different bird than the African guinea fowl. They knew that this bird came from across the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, at the time, many thought that across the Atlantic Ocean lay India. So rather than calling a North American turkey a turkey, the French called this big bird what translated to a chicken from India. Today, this longer name has been contracted, but if you look at the French word for turkey, the origin story still lingers. Similar to the French, the Dutch word for turkey translates to hen from Calcutta. Who knew this North American fowl's name would be so fouled up? But this leads me to another question. What is the difference between a bird and a fowl? Every year around Thanksgiving, someone usually asks me this question. Fowl, F-O-W-L, comes from the old English word fugle, which is related to the Latin word to fly. A long time ago, fowl, F-O-W-L, was used to represent birds of any kind, and this usage still sneaks out today. However, most sources seem to agree that there is a difference between these two words. Today, usually, fowl is used to refer to waterfowl, such as ducks, swans, and geese. Game fowl, such as turkey or pheasant, or domesticated barnyard birds like chicken. In the food industry, fowl is often used to reference birds that are commonly eaten, or the meat of those birds in a way that's synonymous with poultry. Now, the word birds means any member of the animal class Aves. They are warm-blooded, lay eggs, have feathers, and usually fly. Thus, that Thanksgiving turkey is both a fowl and a bird. But that songbird outside your window is just a bird, most likely not a fowl. Unless you have a singing chicken, which would be pretty cool, and perhaps the inspiration for a new animated film. Actually, that animated film's name could be Fowl, F-O-W-L, which would be a fun play on the word fowl, F-O-U-L, which would be a good descriptor for the animal's singing voice. Again, I'm going too far, but I hope this solves it for you. Birds, fowl, and turkeys. Not from Turkey. This is the second to last episode of season one, and I haven't even had a chance to talk about decorating your communication with ellipses, those lovely dot, dot, dots that you drop in when you don't complete your thoughts, letting your sentence dangle, dot, 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 and fade off into the sunset, dot, dot, dot. You do it in email, in text. I know you do. I do it too, and then I stop myself. I'm all about festivities and confetti, but that's not the point of that punctuation. I swear it doesn't make your holiday table any more exuberant. Can I issue a challenge to rein in those decorative dots? They aren't really serving a purpose besides the interior design of your message, and you can do better. And now, if I pause, I wonder if you're hearing the ellipsis when I speak. Dot, dot, dot. So many dots. You are living in a time when more people write than ever before in human history. How awesome is that? Let's just try to do our best, folks. Though it can be hard when that turkey's tryptophan kicks in. Next week will be our final episode of the first season of the Words You Should Know podcast. I'm taking a few weeks off, but I'll be back with season two at the start of January. Are you curious or confused about the English language? Sign up for my free monthly newsletter to learn more and to stay in the loop with my latest blogs and podcasts. And of course, there's always the book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused. Sign up, connect with me, or buy yours today at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Enjoy that turkey. Enjoy the words flowing between family and friends. But in the meantime, words, language, communication. You've got this.